The True False Film Festival takes place this week, and KBIA has been talking with some of the filmmakers involved with this year's selections in a series, True False Conversations. I'm Christopher Husted. Among the selections this year is a really intimate look at the experiences of domestic abuse survivors. Private Violence follows the lives of two survivors. KBIA's Harum Helmi had the chance to talk to one of them. Her name is Kit Gruel, a longtime advocate for fellow survivors. Gruel says she wants to put an end to the question, why doesn't she just leave him?
It's the wrong question. For one thing, it's a victim-blaming question, and we don't do it with any other type of crime. When a bank is robbed, even if the bank has already been robbed four or five times, when they're done with their investigation, they don't go to the bank president and say, why did you keep all that money here? Didn't you know somebody was going to show up with a gun and rob this place? And yet, for some reason, we as a society just reflexively blame women when they're either physically or sexually assaulted. And what we do when we blame women is we, in essence, leave, you know, let the offender off the hook. So one of the things that I hope we can do with the film and with the outreach component is get people to kind of rethink what it means to just as a matter of habit blame women when they are assaulted by their partner.
Like in the film, it was so amazing. There was a scene where you talked to, I think it was a county prosecutor, and she said that this abuser who had almost killed this woman, he wouldn't get any more than 150 days in prison for that.
We still have a system that for some reason diminishes crimes when they're committed against women and children. And the problem that I see with that, beyond the obvious, is that we ultimately pay for it because when families become acclimated to violence like this, and when children grow up thinking violence is normal, then they take that experience out onto the streets with them.
Like, why do you think it was so difficult to find funding for this kind of project?
I think part of what's difficult is, for one thing, people think that a film about domestic violence would just be grim and depressing. And that was another thing that I wanted to do with this project, was call attention to the fact that we get to watch women become survivors. And these women, in my estimation, are heroes because they deal with abusive partners. They deal with systems oftentimes that are abusive and oppressive. And so when they make it all the way through, it's just so amazing. After all these years of doing this work, I'll see or talk with women that I worked with a long time ago, and now they're doing well, and they're, you know, teachers or nurses or, you know, whatever, and they have managed to leave the violence behind, raise their kids in violence-free homes. There's nothing more profound than helping women secure a safe environment.
That was KBIA's Harum Helmi talking with Kit Gruel, a subject in the film Private Violence. Cynthia Hill directed Private Violence. The film's subjects are this year's recipient of the True Life Fund, which supports individuals who courageously share their stories for a documentary. I'm Christopher Husted. Check out the full conversations, photos, and videos from KBIA's True False Conversations series at kbia.org.